It's a Saturday morning in Rose Park, a neighborhood in Salt Lake City's 1st District. Soccer players are in the middle of a game at Riverside Park. People are walking their dogs along the Jordan River. Blake Perez comes here often. He chairs the Rose Park Community Council. I asked him what will be on voters' minds this November when they go to the polls.
Carlton Christensen's not on the ballot?
Perez's friend and community council member Corky Reeser says people will be thinking about economic development.
We want more, I don't want to say commercialization, but, you know, more local stores being able to open up and succeed.
Economic activity is expected to improve around North Temple with the new airport tracks line that opened this spring. Anecdotally, local businesses say so far sales are up slightly and they're seeing a more diverse clientele. I stop by the Rose Park Community Garden and chat with volunteer Meg Bonfort. She's joined by two, maybe three others in the large plot between rows of cabbage and peppers.
We're hoping the new city councilmen will be able to see the benefits of it, as Carlton did. We need new members, so visibility would be great, and just some support so that it doesn't go away.
I leave the quiet garden and walk toward the road, where Corky Reeser points to a busy intersection on 800 West and 600 North. That's where she says needs to be a pedestrian-activated crosswalk to slow traffic coming off the freeway.
We're running into a lot of issues between the state and the city because nobody wants to take responsibility for the intersection area.
Blake Perez says it's becoming a major safety concern for the community.
We've seen accidents just a few weeks ago. It's a very, very dangerous corner, and that's the entrance into our community.
The friends say what they need is a louder voice and more people willing to speak out about issues like these. Although he couldn't speak specifically to that particular intersection, District 1 candidate Kevin Park says he'd like to be that voice. Park is an escrow officer and 14-year resident of Rose Park. After witnessing a shooting at his son's baseball game, Park says safety became a big concern. He believes improving safety comes down to better funding, community outreach, and an active neighborhood watch.
But mostly it comes down to supporting the police department and giving them the tools that they need, making sure in an era of very tight budgets, well, you can't write them a blank check. You need to make sure that they get what they need.
Park says despite the shooting incident, his neighborhood has low crime rates and a lot of economic potential. That's the message he says will attract developers.
Let people know what a jewel it is, but also don't be afraid to go after maybe a big box store in the area. There's a lot of undeveloped ground.
District 1 candidate James Rogers is a local businessman who's lived in the district for 33 years. He worries economic development has halted along North Temple since the completion of the airport tracks line.
So I would love to see at a local level where it turns out to be like a 9th and 9th area where people can walk with their families, come take the tracks line, go downtown and go to nice, you know, quaint little restaurants and boutiques and shop with their family and then go home.
Rogers, who speaks Portuguese and Spanish, says a major aspect of economic development on Salt Lake City's west side is getting more local business owners and members of the community talking.
It's the melting pot of Salt Lake. You've got so many different, ethnicities and religions. It's just a wonderful place to live. Great diversity. I would have that advantage, and especially with the Latino community, and bringing them together and, you know, uniting our neighborhoods.
This year, the Salt Lake City Council approved an $8 million property tax increase. The additional revenue will pay for overdue maintenance, as well as keeping police and fire departments at current levels. Incumbent Carlton Christensen opposed the increase. Park and Rogers say they support Christensen's decision. They both agree the increase will be too hard on residents who are already facing tax increases in the Salt Lake City School District and Salt Lake County. The Salt Lake City general election is November 5th. Whitney Evans, KUER News.